It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, fawning over foliage. But first, because hunters need places to go hunting, they have become some of the nation's biggest land and wildlife conservationists. And when these hunters band into organizations, their technical expertise and financial and political clout can have a considerable impact on the environment. Even if others who identify themselves as environmental advocates prefer to get their meat from the butcher or don't eat meat at all. Producer Will Kilbourne has this profile of one hunter group called Ducks Unlimited.
Maybe you've got an extra set of hands, you could hand me some of those decoys down there. Set a couple more black ducks up over in this side. We'll leave a hole right in front of us. Put a couple blacks down in that area. Duck hunters like to tease one another. I've been late in getting my...
Doesn't look like he's ready.
Finishing touches on getting ready here. All right.
So where are all the birds?
Let's start already.
Craig Kessler and John Cushman are setting out wooden decoys in Great South Bay, Long Island, just a few dozen miles east of Manhattan. Both men are in camouflage. Kessler's boat is covered with bunches of grass.
This is grass that was cut in a different spot, but see this taller stuff right here? As you get up into the interior of the marsh, there's this shorter stuff, which is called Peyton's, which is this stuff here. Being that I'm the king of camouflage, I want everything to look real natural here. We got Peyton's down low.
The effect is convincing, at least to human eyes. The boat seems to melt into the scenery. In this case, a group of low, grassy islands on the sheltered side of the barrier beaches which protect the island's southern shore from the Atlantic. Kessler lays out the plan for the day.
Well, first of all, there's lots of ways you can hunt ducks. But we're hunting over decoys today, which is the classic way of doing it. You could walk around the marshes quietly and hope to flushing some up. That's called jump shooting. You can do that. You can try to get in a flight line where they're going and do what they call pass shooting, which is just to hopefully get some to fly by you in the right spot. But hunting over decoys is the classic way of hunting ducks, because what you're really doing is sort of relating to the bird's behavior in a very direct fashion.
Both Kessler and Cushman are experts in duck behavior, but only partly because of their interest in hunting them. Cushman volunteers as the New York State vice chairman for the conservation group Ducks Unlimited, while Kessler works full-time as a biologist for the group, making this, for Kessler at least, a day at the office.
If everything works absolutely perfectly, which it will not, the ducks would come around, they'd see our decoys, we'd call to them, they'd set their wings, they'd sail down to try to join this flock of resting birds, and they'd come right down in front of us, which would give both John and I a good close shot, a killing shot, and that's what you're trying to do. You respect the game so you're not crippling it or shooting it at ranges where it's beyond the capabilities of the gun, you know, and those kinds of activities which do give sportsmen a bad name.
Ducks Unlimited was born at a time when sportsmen, by and large, didn't have a bad name. 1937, after vast amounts of waterfowl habitat were lost during the drought years of the Dust Bowl. The group now has close to 700,000 members and has conserved more than 10 million acres of land from the Arctic to the tropics. Along the way, things changed. Hunting became stigmatized by many, and Kessler says development, not drought, is now the big enemy of waterfowl habitat.
There are fewer ducks because there are fewer places for them to go. Yeah. So even if the ducks are packed in here, the entire shoreline of Long Island was marshland. There was thousands, tens of thousands of birds, you know, that were living in areas that are just no longer available anymore. It's not uncommon to go out and see 5,000 or 10,000 of those birds moving up and down the bay, diving down to the bottom. And as the bays have deteriorated in quality, the food resource has gone down.
Part of the problem? The houses, which take up almost every inch of this very expensive shoreline. But even the few unbuilt areas are a long way from a truly natural state. The spot where Kessler and Cushman lay out their decoys, for example, is next to a wildlife refuge and several large islands, which are scarred by mosquito ditches, damage which Ducks Unlimited and other groups are working to undo. One place that healing process is underway is here on Plum Island, one of the jewels of the Massachusetts coastline north of Boston. Ducks Unlimited biologist Grace Petita explains that the marshes went through not one, but two rounds of ditching. First by farmers in colonial times so they could grow salt hay for their livestock, then again during the Depression.
In the 1930s or so, and throughout the Atlantic coast,
freshwater as well as saltwater systems were ditched because they thought that mosquitoes bred in all types of water that sat on the marsh surface. So they thought the best way to get rid of the mosquito breeding area was to drain the marsh. And the folks through WPA got paid by the linear foot to ditch the marsh. And as many ditches as you can fit in, that's what they did.
But Petita says the mosquitoes didn't cooperate.
In the beginning, it worked very well. It drained almost all the water off the marsh surface. But what it also did is it drained the fish habitat. So the fish that used to eat the mosquitoes, mosquito larvae, are no longer on the marsh surface. What you now have is an area that mosquitoes can still breed in because they only need a couple of inches of water for just a couple of days. So you're giving them a predator-free, mosquitoes a predator-free area. So they actually do really well now. So after, 30, 40 years, we've realized that that's not working out. So the technique now is to restore the open water back on the marsh surface.
Bringing that salt water back in, Petita says, would not only restore animal diversity, but also bring diversity back to plant life as well, something that Ducks Unlimited and other groups will monitor over the long term.
Before each restoration, we collect data on the health of the marsh, vegetation, fish use, bird use, invertebrates, soil salinities, dissolved oxygen content of the water, temperatures of the existing waters if they're there. And then after the restoration, we do that after the same type of stuff after the restoration to make sure we're doing what we thought we were going to do to the marsh. Sometimes that can go, you can do it for a year or two afterwards with the intent of doing it, 10 years and 20 years and just kind of rechecking on things.
So does this mean that once the duck population rebounds on Plum Island, that duck hunters will be back as well? No. Hunting isn't allowed anywhere on the island, which is part wildlife refuge and part residential neighborhood. Plum Island is actually typical of the group's work these days, despite a common misperception that they only preserve areas that can be used for hunting. Group officials say that an increasing number of its members don't hunt. Just as tellingly, Ducks Unlimited now often works with partners who you might think would shy away from the group's long association with hunting.
We don't hunt on our properties, but that wasn't the issue here. The issue was to try and create habitat for waterfowl, shorebirds, and also upland species, grassland birds that are dependent on the fields that we're planting. And so hunting wasn't really a concern.
Andrea Jones is a bird conservation biologist with the Massachusetts Audubon Society. The group is working with Ducks Unlimited on a coastal restoration project in the southeastern part of the state. She says there wasn't really any controversy about the collaboration.
I think they've done great work, and they've done more than perhaps any other conservation group to protect wetlands. We've chosen, through the span of our organization, which is about 102 years old, not to allow hunting in our sanctuaries, but that doesn't mean we're anti-hunting as an organization.
He doesn't have to deal with the low water to get out of here. It's pretty low behind.
Ducks Unlimited biologist Craig Kessler agrees that hunting and conservation aren't mutually exclusive, if you think about it.
The hunting issue, as relates to wetland habitat preservation, is really a very important ingredient because waterfowl as a group of birds, as a group of animals, has probably been studied and managed for more than any other animal on the face of the earth. And it's that hunting interest that has basically driven that. The hunters have been concerned about preserving waterfowl habitat since the 1930s. People that are out here in kayaks birdwatching and everything now, again, I'm not necessarily taking anything away from them, but for them to take a negative bent on hunting and just consider that it's a bunch of guys out wanting to spit and curse and kill everything that moves is really not an accurate picture at all about, what hunting is all about and what it's meant to the waterfowl resource.
At the end of the day, Kessler's prediction of duck non-cooperation has come true. There's not a bird in sight. The tide is too high, the sun too bright, and the air, a brisk 40 degrees or so, too warm for the ducks to leave their sanctuary in search of food. But Kessler's not disappointed.
That's actually one of the more rewarding, believe it or not, more rewarding aspects of duck hunting, as opposed to some of the other hunting, like pheasant hunting, for example. You could walk all day and never shoot a pheasant, or even kick one out. And so you don't even get to see the quarry that you're after. And with waterfowling, unless you're really in a bad spot, you're usually going to see waterfowl, and it's that anticipation of perhaps they're going to come your way. Maybe this one will come close enough. That gives you some degree of satisfaction, even if you don't actually get them. At least you're out there and enjoying what's out here, not only the camaraderie of it, but the other sights and sounds. And
Ducks Unlimited biologist Craig Kessler, calling in vain to the ducks who chose not to take part in this story. For Living on Earth, I'm Will Kilburn on Great South Bay, Long Island.